At 6 o'clock, I will call the Monday, April 6th Plan Commission, Special Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Butthart.
Here.
Okay. Commissioner Haley.
Is excused at the moment. He should be here.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dendria.
Here.
Commissioner Leon.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Alderman Mike Barber.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes. We don't have any at this time. That'll come up on Thursday's meeting. Item C1 is a public hearing on University of Wisconsin Credit Union with an attached drive-through canopy building. This is for two allowances, exceptions to allowances. One is for not meet a 50% off-street parking requirement. Second is
Kevin Haley.
Let the record reflect that Commissioner Haley is on the phone. The second is to permit not having a corner entrance. Mr.
Alderman Mike Barber.
Mr.
Has left.
Mr. Martinez, you have a meeting notice to read.
Yes, Mary.
Or Ms. X, you have a reading meeting notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Monday, April 6th.
No.
Okay. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Monday, April 6th, 2020 at 6 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by University of Wisconsin Credit Union, doing business as UW Credit Union, for approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-30418 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Planned Development District Number 13, Walmart Sam's Club Wholesale Club, Section
Conference
2,
recording started.
To add drive-through as an allowed special use. A special use being subject to submission of a specific special use application for the specific property and obtaining of approval thereof within the entire district. The property which is subject to the application is described in the public hearing notice at length. The public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 62.237D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 15-90200 of the City of Franklin UDO. A copy of the proposed draft ordinance is available and open for inspection by the public at the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin.
Alderman Mike Barber.
53132 during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft ordinance is subject to revision following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council. Dated this 11th day of March 2020, Sandy Wozowski.
So we have a properly noticed public hearing. Ms. X, can you give us the substance of the two variances they're asking for?
So the major PDD amendment being requested is to allow drive-throughs, which are a special use. Am I not on?
Now you are.
Okay. Thank you. So there are three items under consideration this evening. The major PDD amendment to PDD 13, currently no special uses are allowed with some specific exceptions that have been through major PDD amendments previously.
The audio is feeding back. Someone needs to mute their phone. I can't hear anything that's being presented.
I don't know the primary.
Regulo, can you mute all the call-in lines? So for those on the call, the staff has muted your line temporarily, with the exception of staff, so that I can explain this. We will open this back up in a minute. So bear with us. Okay. So The major PDD amendment is currently there are not special uses allowed with specific exceptions that have been made within the PDD via major PDD amendments in the past. The proposal before you is to allow the specific special use type of a drive-through within PDD 13. So that would also allow the credit union to have their development of a credit union with drive-through. But the proposal was broadened to the PDD as a whole to allow for the commercial nature of the PDD to continue and to not have to go through this additional process for future proposed businesses in the PDD. The two waivers are a waiver of the requirement that 50% of the parking be behind the building. The site plan for the building does not allow for that. So for those of you on the Zoom call, you can see that the 27th Street front of the building is where the applicants want to have the majority of their parking to allow for the drive lanes behind. The second waiver is so that they can have their entrance not be on the corner. So that southeast corner of the property faces what is essentially a turn lane from 27th Street onto the adjacent Sycamore Street. And to have a front or main entrance on that facade would not be appropriate for a variety of reasons. So their site plan proposes that the front entrance be on the 27th Street facade of the building. So all of these proposals are before you today to be heard as different items. And if the applicants, if the commission would like to hear from the applicant as well, we can do that. So.
All right, Mr. Martinez, you need to take them off mute.
Yes.
Is there anything further from the applicants on the phone?
This is Dave Iwanowski with Key Architecture. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you have, but have no additional information to present at this time.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this matter? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Yeah, Mayor Olson.
Alderman Lowell.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify that the special use for the drive-through, typically I wouldn't want to encourage drive-through, but I think with the additional drive-through requests that are happening, I'm not having a real strong objection to that. But the way the ordinance is written, if we could insert on the fourth line special use within entire PDD district instead of entire district, just for clarification that it's not the entire, obviously it means that district PDD, but entire district could mean the entire district 3. So if we could just insert that into the ordinance for consideration. And I think that's the only thing that I would like. I support the project, and I'm okay with the other request for approval from the 27th Street corridor provision. Thank you.
Mr. City Attorney?
No problem adding that. I think it clearly reads that it is this planned development district number 13, but that can be added.
All right. Anyone else wishing
Thank
to
you.
Speak? Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Questions from the commission on the two waivers or the PDD amendment? Any questions from the commission? Mr. City Attorney.
Just a reminder to the commission members that the South 27th Street Design Overlay District authorizes the plan commission to waive standards by 5 votes of all the members. So
we have 3 action items on this motion. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-303-52A pertaining to parking requirements in this matter?
Motion to approve.
Second.
This requires 5 affirmative. Since we have a member on the phone, we'll do this by roll call.
We need to unmute the members on the phone. One moment.
Conference muted. Conference unmuted.
Kevin and Adam.
Sorry, we have 2 members. All right, Mr. Martinez.
Commissioner Hogan.
Aye.
Okay. Commissioner Bothart.
Aye.
Commissioner Haley.
Aye.
Okay. City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman Dendria?
Aye.
Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no one absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0355B.8.D pertaining to pedestrian accessibility?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Martinez.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Bodhart?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman Dendria?
Aye.
Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. On the Plan Development District Ordinance change, is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend 15-3.0418 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District 13, which we know as Walmart Sam's Club Wholesale Club, Section 2, to add drive-through as an allowed special use within the entire district with the one notation offered by Alderman Wilhelm, a special use being subject to submission of a special use application for specific property and obtaining the approval thereof.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Roll call.
Well, we don't need to, but okay, we'll do a roll call.
Okay. Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Bodhart?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman Dendria?
Aye.
Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions, or motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.